Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth.
In Job 33, verse 14, in the New Living Translation, it says, "For God speaks again and again, though people do not recognize it."
Honey, that's an amazing verse. Read that again, please.
Job 33, verse 14 says, "For God speaks again and again, though people do not recognize it." Wow.
Have you ever asked God to speak to you, to give you his directions for your next step, as well as your life? When he spoke, did you recognize his voice and obey his instructions? A young man went to a Wednesday night Bible study. The pastor had shared about listening to God and obeying his voice. The young man couldn't help but wonder, does God still speak to people? After the service, he went out with some friends for coffee and they discussed the message. Several different ones talked about how God had led them in different ways. It was about 10 o'clock when the young man started driving home. Sitting in his car, he began to pray. "God, if you still speak to people, speak to me. I will listen. I'll do my best to obey." As the man drove home down the main street of his town, he had the strangest thought to stop and buy a gallon of milk. He shook his head and said out loud, "God, is that you?" He didn't get a reply and he started on toward home. But again, the thought, "buy a gallon of milk," came to his mind. He said, "Okay, God, in case that's you, I'll buy the milk." It didn't seem to be a hard test of obedience. He could use the milk anyway. He stopped and purchased a gallon of milk and started toward home. As he passed 7th Street in his town, he again felt the urge to turn down that street, this street. Now, this seemed like a crazy thought, and he drove on past the intersection, but again, he felt that he should turn and go down 7th Street. At the next intersection, he turned and headed back to 7th Street. Half jokingly, he said out loud, "Okay, God, I will." He drove several blocks when he suddenly felt the urge to stop. He pulled over to the curb and looked around. He was in a semi-commercial area of town. It wasn't the best, but it wasn't the worst of neighborhoods either. The businesses were closed and most of the houses looked dark, like the people already in bed. The young man sensed something. "Go and give the milk to the people in the house across the street." He looked at the house. It was dark. It looked like the people were either gone or already asleep. He started to open the door. Then he sat back in his car and said, "Lord, this is insane. Those people are asleep, and if I wake them up, they're going to be mad at me, and I'll look stupid." But again, he felt like he should go and give the milk. Finally, he opened the door. "Okay, God, if this is you, I'll go to the door and I'll give them the milk. If you want me to look like a crazy person, okay, I'll be obedient. I guess that will count for something. But if they don't answer right away, Lord, I'm out of here." The young man walked across the street and rang the bell. He could hear some noise. Inside, a man's voice yelled out, "Who is it? What do you want?" Then the door opened before the young man could go away. The man was standing there in jeans and a t-shirt. He looked like he'd just got out of bed. He had a strange look on his face. He didn't seem too happy to have some stranger standing on his doorstep. "What is it?" The young man from behind him thrust out the gallon of milk and said, "Here, I brought this to you." The man took the milk, rushed down the hallway, speaking loudly in Spanish. Then from down the hall came a woman, carrying the milk toward the kitchen. The man was holding their baby. The baby was crying. The man had tears streaming down his face. The man began speaking and half crying. "We were just praying. We had some big bills this month, and we ran out of money. We didn't have any milk for our baby. I was just praying and asked God to show me how to get milk. His wife in the kitchen yelled out, "I asked God to send an angel with some. Are you an angel?" The young man reached in his wallet, pulled out all the money he had, and put it in the man's hand. He turned and walked toward his car, with tears streaming down his face. He knew that God still speaks to us. Wow, I love that story. Always have. Always have. Here are seven ways God speaks to us. First, through his word.
In 2 Timothy 3, verse 16 in the Classic Amplified Bible, it says, "All scripture is God-breathed, given by divine inspiration, and is profitable for instruction, for conviction of sin, for correction of error and restoration to obedience, for training in righteousness, learning to live in conformity to God's will, both publicly and privately, behaving honorably with personal integrity and moral courage."
The word is always speaking. The Lord is always speaking. The question is, are we always listening and obeying? Second, he speaks to us through Jesus.
In John 10, verse 27 in the Classic Amplified Bible, it says, "The sheep that are my own hear my voice and listen to me. I know them and they follow me." A couple calls ago, we discussed John 10, verse 14, which said, "I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine."
We learned that the word "know" means to have an intimate knowledge of and understand someone very well. When we have an intimate knowledge of someone, we know what they're thinking and speaking to us. Third, he speaks to us through other believers. Have you ever had a close friend, family member, or pastor speak into your life to convey a message of truth or confirm something God had already spoken to you?
In James 3, verse 17, in the Classic Amplified Bible, it says, "But the wisdom from above is first pure, morally and spiritually undefiled, then peace-loving, courteous, considerate, gentle, reasonable, and willing to listen, full of compassion and good fruits. It is unwavering, without self-righteous hypocrisy and self-serving guile."
If we're listening to God, he'll speak through others, teachers of the word. But we must have an ear to hear. Fourth, God also speaks to us through music. In fact, one of the most effective ways to hear God's voice is through music. We begin a lot of mornings listening to "This Joy That I Have," "The Days of Elijah," or "Oh Happy Day." These songs stir our faith for incredible days, divine connections, and revelatory insight. When I want to get into a heavenly frame of mind, I listen to the singing of Kim Walker Smith. If you need healing in your body, she has a song called "Healing" that'll just fire you up, and another one called "Break Every Chain." God uses her songs to take me to a happy place and into his presence. I've also recently been listening to "How Great Is Our God" by Chris Tomlin, and I listen to him repetitively. When trouble comes, get in front of the battle by singing praises to God. King Jehoshaphat faced a huge army of enemies who could have easily destroyed his people, but he did a strange thing. With a declaration that his eyes were on God, he sent in a choir of praise singers.
In 2 Chronicles 20, verse 21, this in the New International Version, it says, "Jehoshaphat appointed men to sing to the Lord and to praise him for the splendor of his holiness. As they went out at the head of the army, saying, 'Give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever.' He did that at the direction of the Lord, and the battle was won."
Fifth, God speaks to us through the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 16 in the Classic Amplified Bible. "Do you not know and understand that you, the church, are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells permanently in you, collectively and individually. In Acts 10, verses 19 through 21, it says this: while Peter thought about the vision, the Spirit said to him, "Behold, three men are seeking you. Arise, therefore, go down and go with them, doubting nothing, for I have sent them."
When we're in the presence of the Holy Spirit, revelation and direction will come our way. Six, he speaks to us through prayer. If you follow boxing or know anything about it, you're familiar with the term a 1-2 punch. When it comes to hearing God speak to us, the Holy Spirit and prayer form a most powerful, the most powerful 1-2 punch ever.
Romans 8, verses 26 and 27 in the Classic Amplified Bible. In the same way, the Spirit comes to us and helps us in our weakness. Think of that. We do not know what to pray, what prayer to offer, and how to offer it as we should, but the Spirit himself knows our needs and at the right time intercedes on our behalf with sighs and groanings too deep for words.
Seventh, he speaks to us through his offerings, through our offerings to him.
Exodus 29, verse 42. The Living Bible. This shall be a perpetual daily offering at the door of the tabernacle before the Lord, where I meet with you and speak with you.
God is calling us to make daily offerings to him according to the word. When you heard that sentence, did you think, I don't have enough to give. I'm already giving enough. I'm not going to sacrifice anything. If that was your thought process, then you need to eliminate all those thoughts now. As I read that passage a second time as we were putting this together, it became clear to me that you and I are the daily offering.
Mm.
Our time with God, our hearts open before him, and our minds sensitively tuned to his voice. God is talking. Question is, are we listening? And doing what he directs, even when it's not comfortable or convenient. That's something for us to think about.
There's so much going on in the world today that needs our prayer. And we need to get before the Lord and be sensitive to what he's saying, because each one of us can make an impact on the circle that we walk in. And we need to be able to change a lot of things that are going on in our country and in countries around the world, but we will have to hear the voice of the Lord and obey, just like providing that gallon of milk that young man did. We need to be open and maybe even open to go do something that looks ridiculous, but when we know that we're hearing the voice of the Lord, we need to stand up in our spirit and go do what we feel the voice of the Lord is telling us to do. It can be a life-changing experience for someone else.
Absolutely.
As well as ourselves.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hallelujah. Go to haroldherring.com. If you've been blessed by the teaching at the top where it says sow seed, just ask God what seed to put in the ground. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. Make sure you check out this week's two-minute video. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
We love you. Bye-bye.